This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tomorrow, the most powerful job on the planet loses a little piece of that power. The job, of course, is President of the United States. And what is being lost is something called trade promotion authority, the ability presidents have had on and off through the years, depending on how Congress is feeling, to negotiate a trade deal and send it to Congress without running the risk of Congress trying to rewrite it. Marketplace's Sabree Benishour is on the trade desk today.
Picture it, 1828. John Quincy Adams is president, and Congress passes something called the Tariff of Abominations.
Well, it wasn't formally named that, but that's the moniker it was given after it was passed.
Doug Irwin is professor of economics at Dartmouth. Congress was fighting over whether tariffs should be high or low.
The opponents of the high tariffs kept adding to the tariffs in the hopes that it would become so bad that other members of Congress would vote it down. But instead, other members said, hey, this is actually pretty good. So that's why they called it an abomination afterwards.
It is an example of how Congress can mess up trade policy. In 1974, as trade deals became more complex, Congress agreed to temporarily give the president authority to negotiate with other countries over trade. Mary Lovely is with the Peterson Institute.
Basically means that once an agreement is reached by the president, Congress needs to vote it up or down.
Take it or leave it. Antonio Ortiz Mena is with the Albright Group. He helped negotiate the original NAFTA on the Mexican side. Without trade promotion authority, he says,
you would never end up concluding the negotiations. You would be negotiating with the executive branch, and then you would be negotiating with dozens of House members and senators.
Too many cooks in the kitchen. President Biden is letting that power lapse now, mostly because, well, the trade deal kitchen is closed. He wants to focus on enforcement of existing trade deals before going through the ordeal of creating new ones. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishour for Marketplace.